This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lost in the hullabaloo that was the capital markets today was some corporate news. Chipotle is going on a hiring spree. It's going to hire 4,000 people all in one day next month. The burrito maker is pushing the jobs as potential starts to a career, not just short-term gigs. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on why Chipotle and some other fast food chains as well have to make a pretty hard sell to get workers on board nowadays.
There's a lot of competition for restaurant workers right now. Chipotle spokesperson Chris Arnold.
Heading into the fall is typically a time when we see something of a slowdown in the number of applications we receive, and yet our hiring needs really remain.
That's because many younger workers are quitting their summer jobs and heading back to school. Chipotle's pitch to hourly workers is that they could become managers, maybe netting a six-figure salary and a company car. Hudson Reilly is with the National Restaurant Association.
There's a saying in the industry that you can go from the dish room to the boardroom, and that's certainly true.
The association says about 9 out of 10 managers in the restaurant industry started as hourly workers, but it's rare for people to get the kind of money Chipotle is talking about. Robert Kurzak recruits for restaurants, including Chipotle.
You know, right now it is a candidate-driven market. Candidates right now can choose from an abundance of different opportunities right now, a different amount of offers.
Chipotle may have to work harder than its competitors. The company's been embroiled in a number of class action lawsuits. Some promoted managers say they were pushed to work longer hours without compensation. But the National Restaurant Association points out wages are rising faster in the restaurant industry compared to other sectors of the economy, making a career in fast food not a bad choice. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.